This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We wish you a warm welcome to the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. Throughout our walk in life, we go many places and meet many people. But what if one short walk across the room could have eternal consequences for someone? Would you be willing to make that trip?
Sometimes having an eternal impact on someone can be as simple as just walking across the room towards them. Stay with us as we begin our series, Just Walk Across the Room. We begin in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's pray. Almighty God, we gather in worship today to praise your name and hear your holy word. Our desire is that you would speak into our lives, O Lord, that you would take your truth and plant it deep in us. In the name of Jesus, we ask this. Amen. Our reading for today is from the second chapter of Philippians, verse 5. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in a human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Dear friends, many of us have taken and will probably continue to take a lot of walks in our lifetimes. Some of these walks will be for pleasure. Some walks we take are for exercise or for therapy. Some of the walks we take are simply out of necessity to get us from one place to the next. When you think about it, some walks that we've taken in our lives are really quite memorable. They stick with us. I remember walking my daughter Martha down the aisle on her wedding day not that long ago. What a wonderful experience that I'll never forget. Or I remember walking the Inca Trail in South America to Machu Picchu. I remember walking as a child to a new school in a community to which we just lived. Wondering as I took that walk a block away to the new school, how I would be received in that new class. The next few weeks, we're going to be talking about taking a walk that can actually have eternal significance in someone else's life. A short walk across a room, perhaps, to connect with an individual and perhaps point him or her in the direction of Jesus Christ. Because sometimes it just takes a walk like that to have an impact on someone else. Pastor Bill Hybels tells the story of an encounter that he had at a luncheon in a banquet hall in a hotel down south. The man sitting across from him was African-American. And when they introduced themselves to the people sitting around the table, his name sounded Muslim. During the banquet, as the speaker was giving his speech, the man mouthed the words across the table to Bill Hybels, "I love your books." Bill Hybels has written books. He wondered what he meant by that, and the man said, "Can we talk after the lunch?" They met and out in the lobby area, and Bill said, he said to me first, "I imagine you are assuming that I am Muslim." And Bill said, "Well, I don't assume anything at gatherings like this, but I did wonder." He said, "Well, I'm not. I was, but not any longer. I'm a Christian." And then he told him a story about a man who took a walk towards him across a room. He related that because of the color of his skin and the name that he had, living in the South, social situations could oftentimes be awkward and lonely experiences for him. He said, I would go to these things because of the business I'm in and come late and leave early, make a couple connections and move out because it was so awkward. Well, he said, I was at one of these functions one time and there were people, as usual, all talking in the groups all around me as I stood against the far wall. Suddenly, as I was watching this go on, a man broke away from his group and walked towards me unexpectedly, and he extended his hand and introduced himself to me. We exchanged pleasantries and about a little background about one another. He said, I took the risk and told him that I was Muslim. And he surprised me by saying, really? He said, I'm a Christ follower, and I have to admit I don't know anything about the Muslim faith of Islam. And he said, would you do me a favor and meet with me sometime and explain to me the basic tenets of the Islamic faith? I was taken aback by this, the man said, but we did get together the next week and he came with his questions and then we met again. And we decided we kind of liked one another, I guess. And after a couple, 3 weeks of getting together, I said, I've been doing all the talking here. Why don't you tell me what you believe? And so this man began to share with him the impact that Jesus Christ had had upon his life and how he was so glad he knew him. And he says, as I began to ask him questions, he had some answers for me. And if he didn't know the answers, he would go find the answers for me. And after some time together in several weeks, I came to that place in my life where I was at home one evening and decided I just didn't have any excuse anymore to not trust Jesus. So I gave my life to him. He said, I'm a Christian. I'm a leader in my church. That's how I've read your books. And I've led several of my own family members to Jesus Christ. When the conversation was over, Bill Hybels was thinking about it. He said, it was a pretty powerful story. He said, could it be that sometimes leading people across the line of faith towards the God who loves them is simply a matter of just taking a walk across the room? Let me ask you a question. Are you willing to take a walk across the room like that to someone who just might be far from God? A person might wonder about a question such as that. Why would I be so bold as to do something like that, to put myself out there like that? Well, let me give you a couple good reasons. If you are a follower of Jesus Christ, you know from experience that you have the single greatest gift that a person could ever receive. You have a relationship with a God who has loved you through Jesus Christ, whose presence in your life has made all the difference and has made your existence so much better and richer. If you really believe that, if that's at the core of your being, that relationship that you have through Jesus Christ is the most important thing that is happening in your life, then of course you want to make sure that someone else is going to get in on that. You're going to want to go all out to share with people that cross your paths the solution that has made the difference in your life. If you had a vaccine for curing cancer, you'd want to make sure that everybody you knew that was maybe facing that cancer had the opportunity to find out about it and take it. When you truly believe that you've got this amazing gift to share, the single greatest gift a person can have, a personal relationship with God, then you've got all the reason in the world for taking that walk. Now, if you don't believe that, if that's not how you would describe your relationship with God, then of course you will wonder, why would I bother sharing that? But if you do, and you have people in your life or people that you're running into who lack this knowledge, you want them to be able to enjoy what you enjoy if you love them. Right? The second reason, you follow the one who walked across a big room for you. Metaphorically speaking, he walked across the universe to get to you. Jesus Christ. Philippians 2, which we read earlier, describes this walk across the room. Though he was in the form of God, He did not count equality with God as something to be exploited, to be hung on to. Jesus left the courts of heaven, the fellowship of the Trinity, and he walked across the universe for you and for me. He stooped to be with us. He became a human being and even gave his life for us. And it was while we were still his enemies at that, that he walked across the room to bring us to the Father who loves us. And he tells us why he did it. He said, "I took that walk to seek and to save the lost." Lost people matter to God. So Jesus took the walk. People were the one thing in the life of Jesus. Hurting people, lost people, sick people, helpless people, hopeless people, religious people, good people, irreligious people, people that were tangled up in destructive behaviors in their life. Everybody mattered. All were created in the image of God and needed that relationship restored. And Jesus says to those of us who have experienced that grace of his in our lives, "I want you to do what I did. Take a walk towards someone who needs a relationship with God. Not because you're afraid of anything, but as a grateful response for what you receive from me. Do it out of love. Not only for others, but do it out of love for me, who first loved you." And by the way, when you think about it, how did you come to faith? It was because someone took the trouble of telling you about what God had done for you through his son, Jesus Christ. There's your two reasons why we would be willing to walk across a room. The next question I have for you then is, are you ready to take that walk, to give that single greatest gift to someone today? You might respond to something like that by saying, "Are you kidding? I can't do that. Do I look like Billy Graham? I'm an introvert. I'm not an extrovert. I don't have the gifts of that." Listen, we're not talking about Holy Spirit gifts, or we're not talking about being Billy Graham. We're not talking even about memorizing some formula that's going to be that magic formula that gets someone to say a prayer. We're talking about walking across the room and relating to someone and connecting with them in the name of Christ. It takes three things to make this happen. First, a willingness to walk into the zone of the unknown, to break out of the comfort circle that we sometimes find ourselves huddling in with other Christians. This guy had to break out of the comfort of his circle of friends, out of the familiar, into some new unfamiliar territory in order to connect with the man who was a Muslim. He was curious about him. He cared about him. He saw him as Jesus would see him, as a person created in the image of God who needs a relationship. Jesus had to break out of the comfort zone of heaven and enter into the unfamiliar, didn't he? So it takes a willingness to walk into the zone of the unknown. And I'll tell you, as one who's walked into that zone many a time, that's where the adventure is. That's where the excitement is of the Christian faith. I'll take that any day than just sitting in a pew singing some hymns. You got to break out of that circle zone of the comfort and into the unknown. Number two, listen to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. Listen to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you what I'm talking about here. When Jesus was getting ready to disappear from his disciples during the ascension, he said to them, "Wait here in Jerusalem, and power from on high will come to you, and then you will be my witnesses to the ends of the earth." So he didn't leave us to do this sort of walking across the room on our own. He has given us his Holy Spirit. And Scripture again and again points us to the power of the Spirit, having the Spirit lead us, and tells us to walk in the Spirit, for instance, in Galatians 5. And in Acts 8, we hear that the early church was led by the Spirit, as Philip was told as he was out on an old country road and saw a chariot riding by with a black man. And it said the Spirit led Philip and said to him, "Go talk to that guy." And he found him reading the Old Testament book of Isaiah, and they had a conversation about Christ, and the man received Jesus that day. To be prompted by the Spirit is still available for you and for me today. As you walk in that relationship with Jesus Christ and you are studying his word, as you are praying that God would use you in someone else's life, as you're gathering with other Christians in worship and in Bible study, your antenna becomes more alive and ready to receive those promptings from the Spirit. How about if you were to put yourself on call every morning when you got up and said, "God, use me today. I will cooperate with the Holy Spirit. If I cross paths with someone that you want me to connect with, I will take that walk. If you want me to say a good word about Jesus, I will. If you are telling me that this person isn't ready to hear that yet, I will love him and serve him in Christ's name until the opportunity does arrive. I will cooperate with the Spirit. I am on call today." Are you willing to put yourself on call? Third thing. You got to just walk. You walk. You do it. You don't just talk about it. You take the step. There's a couple important things that I want you to keep in mind to sustain you as you are taking your walks across the room to be a witness for Jesus. Number one, have patient, realistic expectations. You don't always get to see that individual that you're connecting with come to Christ. You might be a part of a link in a chain of people that are going to be needed to bring that person to a relationship with God again through Christ. That person might be a minus 10 as being far away from God, and you've been put into his life to maybe bring him to a 7. Or that person may be in the middle of that looking or interest in having a relationship with God, and maybe God has called you to be the middle reliever. And every once in a while, we get the privilege of being part of the closer role. But be realistic and patient as you do these walks. Evangelism is oftentimes teamwork. The Holy Spirit might be calling you to a different role than you sometimes think you're called to be in this. Maybe you're the starter or the middle reliever or the closer. Finally, no one bats 1,000. That's the second thing. Jesus told the parable of a sower in one of his stories to his disciples. It was meant to be an encourager to those of us who are walking across the room. There's all kinds of soil. Some of that soil is too hard to receive. Some of it is too many things working against it. But every once in a while, that seed, which is a good, powerful seed, falls on good soil. And you watch that germinate, and there's nothing more rewarding than to see someone draw close to Jesus and begin to follow him and grow in their faith. You just sow the seed, Jesus is saying, and God will do the growing. So how about it? Are you ready to walk across the room? Are you willing? Jesus Christ is counting on us. We'll talk about some more next week on how we might sharpen our skills in walking across the room. God bless you as you walk. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the great gift of Jesus Christ and that message that we have and the calling you have given every believer. As we cross paths with various people during our days, use us, Lord, to bring that single greatest gift, that message of your love shown to us through Christ. Give us love and boldness to just walk across the room. In Christ's name we ask this. Amen. Now as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. He's promised he will. May he go before you to show you the way, behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over, and within you to give you peace. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray today's message has encouraged you to make that first move, to step out of your comfort zone in faith as you sow the seed of salvation. A memorial gift is a meaningful way to remember a loved one. Memorial gifts to Christian Crusaders can be given to commemorate a very special person on their birthday, anniversary, or other occasion. We thank those who have honored the memory of someone special with a gift to Christian Crusaders, allowing us to continue bringing the gospel message to thousands of listeners each week. Please direct your gifts to Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Or call our office to find out more at 1-888-693-2484. That's 1-888-MY-FAITH. We encourage you to visit us on the internet, where you can find both a printed and audio copy of today's program, as well as copies of past week's program. Our website address is christiancrusaders.org. Printed and CD copies of today's program are also available by writing our office at Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. You can also call us at 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Waterloo, Cedar Falls, Iowa area, simply dial 277-0924. We are happy you were able to worship with us today and pray you will join us again next Sunday. Conducting our service was the Reverend Steve Kramer, Senior Pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in Afton, Minnesota, and speaker on Christian Crusaders, on air and online now in its 80th year of broadcasting biblical truth.